Hey, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate your time. Remember back in the day when our technical producer, Dave Spargala, was totally excited because we all had heard that Shohei Ohtani may be on a jet headed for Toronto to sign with the Jays. Well, that didn't happen. He ended up in Los Angeles with the LA Dodgers. But it looks like we were betting on something big, but it may be good that that gamble didn't pay off. Because there is a lot of speculation as to what is happening between Shohei Ohtani right now and his interpreter, his former interpreter, who had been hired and I believe made something ridiculous like $500,000 a year to interpret for the Dodgers, whatever Shohei says. He's been fired. It's all about gambling debts, and it's just so hard to wrap your head around this story. On Wednesday, ESPN reported that $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani's bank was wired to an illegal sports book, and it was the subject of a federal probe. And a spokesperson for Ohtani initially said that he transferred the money to cover gambling debts for his buddy, longtime interpreter, who is no longer his interpreter. And now a law firm representing him have disavowed the account. They're saying that the interpreter committed a massive theft, while he went into the bank account and swindled Ohtani out of a lot of cash. I don't know what's going on, but maybe our next guest can shed some light. His name is Moshe Lander. He joins the Kelly Cotrera Show to talk about it. Moshe, what do you know about this story? Because it's a weird little web of storylines right now.
It is, and I don't think that we've done anything more than scratch the surface. So you're right. The story changed. The interpreter is fired. That's probably the known part of it. What's yet to be determined is what exactly is Ohtani's involvement. Is he just merely paying off the debts of a friend? Is he actually involved in the gambling himself? Was the interpreter doing the gambling on behalf of Ohtani? ESPN and probably the entire sports media world are going to dig to figure out exactly what the story is here. But he picked the wrong market to move to. The LA media is going to be relentless in getting the story right.
Yeah, and one of the things, we know is you never want to bet on your own sport. That is the worst, and you can get into a whole world of hurt. According to Ohtani's interpreter, no, he wasn't betting on Major League Baseball games. He was betting on other sports events. The other thing that I think we should take into account, and it's interesting, is where he finds himself playing in Los Angeles. California hasn't legalized sports betting yet.
That's right. And so when you're saying that it was through, an illegal bookie, it's merely because in California it's illegal. Now, before he played with the Dodgers, he was playing just down the highway in Anaheim. So it's not like the interpreter would have been unfamiliar with the no gambling laws. The two of them have been side by side for a decade now in that state. So that would have been known. And as far as betting on your own sport, that's for sure a big no-no, but it is the biggest of no-nos when it comes to baseball. Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose are well-known names in part because of their connection to gambling. And so, like, that is the cardinal sin of baseball, even worse than any of the other sports. So if there's even a whiff of this, there's all kinds of issues that could start arising. It could be enough to invalidate the contract so that $600 million whopper could now just be flushed down the toilet if the Dodgers want it out. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that needs to be figured out, because you can't just wire transfer that money without having a bank involved. If anybody's ever tried wiring money here in Canada, you have to be present. You can't have somebody go do it on your behalf when those sums are involved. And there needs to be verification that you approve of this. So even if the money were stolen, it's kind of hard to imagine that Ohtani wouldn't have known that the money was gone from somewhere. And why would the interpreter have access to his accounts to begin with? This isn't his money manager. This is somebody who's merely translating for him. So it's unlikely that the current version is the correct version of what's going on.
Okay, so what could the consequences be for Ohtani, and where does he stand right now with the Dodgers?
Well, this is baseball's worst nightmare, because he is now the face of baseball, and the fact that they got him into a big market out of Anaheim and into L.A. is they want to promote him like wild, and the Dodgers are an early favorite for the winning the World Series. So, the last thing they want to have to do is suspend him and essentially give themselves a black eye, that after trying to push him to the front, of the sport to then have to discipline him for breaking the cardinal sin of baseball, it would be disastrous. But if they don't take action against him, if he's in any way complicit or would look like a horrible double standard as well. So, you know, the commissioner of baseball is generally unloved by the fans, by the teams, by the players, don't really care for him either. He's going to find himself in a really difficult situation as well as to what sort of action to take. I think what they're going to do for now is say, let's let all this play out. Let's get all the facts. Let's do our own internal investigation. And then we'll figure out how to try and manage PR from there.
Okay. Could he face any criminal charges?
Well, I mean, he was potentially gambling in a state where gambling is illegal. So there is the potential here that he's going to face charges. Beyond that, you know, the interpreter, if it was theft, he could be facing serious charges because beyond just the theft of millions of dollars, it's the wiring of that money. If that crossed state lines, that becomes a federal crime. You know, the reckless speculation right now is, did Ohtani know that something was coming? And that's why he created that bizarre contract where he's essentially being paid almost nothing for the next 10 years. And all of those hundreds of millions of dollars are deferred to when supposedly his career is up. Was this a way to keep the money away from that interpreter? Was it a way to minimize his risk that if he does get suspended, he's only going to be out a couple million dollars as opposed to $40 or $50 million? There's so many juicy directions in which this can go, but it's just such early days that it's hard to tell who's at risk, what's at stake, until we start to at least get a more accurate version of which of those two versions is the more correct one, and then let's fill in the details.
What does this say about sports gambling on the whole?
It's a problem. The professional sports have gotten into bed with gambling. You cannot avoid seeing gambling advertising all over, in stadium, in arena, on TV. It is everywhere. Wayne Gretzky is peddling websites to encourage gambling. It's everywhere. But the problem is that you can't create a double standard where you say to the players, you cannot be involved in this in any single way, yet the owners are going to be able to cash millions of dollars from being involved with gambling, or in some cases, even running some of the actual gambling themselves. With the NBA looking to expand to Vegas, with Major League Baseball looking to move to Vegas, that means that they're going to have a professional sports team in every league. It's hard to imagine that we're not going to see more of these types of scandals. And I think that professional sports are going to have to reimagine them, what their relationship is with gambling. I don't think they're going to ban it. There's too much money there. But they're going to have to try and find a way to assure fans you're watching authentic sports that aren't fixed, while at the same time cashing in on all of the money that's floating around out there.
We're speaking with Moshe Lander, who is a professor at Concordia University, where he teaches the economics of pro sports. We're talking about Shohei Ohtani and the scandal that spotlights how confusing sports and gambling are when they're mixed. Moshe, do you think this is the biggest story in sports that we've heard in a long, long time?
Certainly, when it comes to gambling, this is the biggest one since Pete Rose. There were some NFL suspensions that have happened over the last couple of years when players have been found to be gambling, but they were relatively small-time players, and they were barely missed when they were suspended. The NFL quickly hushed it up, but this is certainly the biggest gambling-related one that I can remember since Pete Rose, and that was now almost 30 years ago that he's been out of the sport and banned for life. And living on the margins of sports. There have been other scandals that maybe compared to this, murders, domestic abuse and things like that. I'm not laughing that that's funny. It's just, you know, gambling doesn't even compare to those. But the fact that this is the headline player as the season's about to begin, the timing is certainly probably one of the most awkward ones in recent memory, too.
Well, I can't wait to see the Netflix documentary special, because you know there's probably going to be one if there's a massive story behind this. I thank you for your time, as always. Have a great weekend.
Anytime. You too.
Cheers. Moshe Lander is a professor at Concordia University, where he teaches the economics of pro sports. Chris Creston's here. He's their producer. You've been looking at some baseball gambling stories, and you've highlighted a couple of them. I guess we talked about Pete Rose there, but what else did you find?
That Shoeless Joe Jackson one dates back to 1919. The worst and most famous baseball gambling scandal was this Black Sox scandal, where basically the Chicago White Sox were accused of losing and throwing the 1919 World Series to the Reds on purpose, exchange for money. This all was supposedly organized by Arnold Rothstein, who is a big New York mob figure who's featured prominently in Boardwalk Empire and very, very great character in that show, which took place sort of in the aftermath of that and him sort of riding the notoriousness of that scandal. None of the players, I believe, were eventually criminally charged, but none of them are allowed to be in the Hall of Fame as a result, just like Pete Rose, who was in trouble for betting on his own sport, both, I think, as a player and a manager. Fun fact, we're talking about the LA Dodgers. They used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers, and they have that nickname, Brooklyn, or the Dodgers, because they used to be the Brooklyn Trolley Dodgers, and Brooklyn was a maze of crisscrossed spiderwebbed trolley cars, much like Toronto, at the time, and people just literally had to dodge trolleys to get to the stadium, so that's why they called them that.
Fascinating. I love stories like that.